This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Welcome back. I don't know why I'm still doing this. I fucking suck. What's up, guys? It's me, Derek, host Degenerate Derek Podcast. I know I missed the recap on Monday. I told you last episode I probably was going to because I am on vacation. And I didn't feel like coming all the way in town to recap a 1-3-1 weekend after just going 1-4. Like, for what? To come in here and beat the shit out of myself for sucking so bad? Oh, I'm so ready. I never say this. And I'm not really ready for the season to be over. But I'm ready for the season to be over so I don't have to keep embarrassing myself on this goddamn podcast. I love football. This podcast this year, I fucking hate it because I suck. I'm not going to lie. The only reason I hate it is because I suck. If I was doing awesome, I would love doing this show. I would love it. It's been my favorite thing in the world. But when you suck ass, you don't want to keep coming on here and being like, hey, I suck ass. But I suck ass. What can I do? I've been working my balls off on this. I haven't changed anything from years past when I've been successful. I stick to my formula. I just don't fucking see it. I can't see it. Every week, it's getting worse and worse. It's getting more and more away from me. And it's fucking funny because it took me so long in the season to get up above 500. And then I finally do it 2 weeks ago. And then I put together my two worst weeks following that back to back. 33, 38, and 4 is where I now sit at. Jeez, that sucks. That sucks ass. But we're going to get into week 16. We're going to pick 5 games just like we do each and every week against the spread. This week's no different. Got Christmas Eve games. This should be fun. You know, just to touch on the Cowboys losing to the Bills. I've been saying for 4 or 5 weeks, December, if we go 2-2 in December, I will be happy. And so I'm not going to come on here and have a meltdown just because we got our asses beat by the Bills. Obviously, we did not show up to that game prepared. Now, you got to give Buffalo their credit, obviously, but Buffalo just came in ready to play, and the Cowboys did not. Cowboys probably feeling themselves a little bit after that Eagles win. Maybe, you know, maybe they were looking ahead to the Dolphins too. I don't know. I can't imagine that they were looking past the Bills to the Dolphins. Like, I just don't. I just think they were feeling themselves too much after that Philly win. And, you know, they got fucked going up to Buffalo. But we knew that this month was going to be hard. I'm not going to panic until if we beat the Dolphins, I'm cool. And I said that immediately following the game. Or during the game, whatever, I was like, hey, if we beat the Dolphins, I'm not going to freak out about this loss. This loss will not bother me if we beat the Dolphins. So that is where I'm at. I'm not going to – I said if we go 2-2, that's a win for December because we're facing 4 really good teams. So I'm not going to go backtrack on that now. Now, we sit at 1-1. Now, if we lose the Dolphins, we're sitting at 1-2 and then have to play Detroit? I'm going to be a little bit worried. But a big game this weekend against the Miami Dolphins, that'll tell me everything. That'll tell me how this is going to go. If we beat the Dolphins, Cowboys will go to the NFC Championship game. That is my prediction. If we lose to the Dolphins, Cowboys will lose to San Francisco in the divisional round. That is my prediction because they've already clinched a playoff spot, so they're in. They're in no matter what. They're in. They've already clinched. So that is where I am at with the Cowboys for those that are wondering. Let's get into my 5 picks for week 16. Let's do it.
Number 5.
I'm going to go Bengals -1.5 on the road, taking on the Steelers. Bengals lost to the Steelers like 4 weeks ago. They've since won 3 in a row. And I think, obviously, they want to exact a little bit of revenge. Bengals are sitting at 8-6, so they're right in the mix. Just because Joe Burrow went down, I forget the guy's name who has replaced him, but You know, he has obviously stepped in and filled that role very nicely. And the Bengals have been playing good. Steelers, not so much. I know the Steelers are 7-7, but it feels like they're, you know, 3-100. They just, this team is garbage. I don't know if Kenny Pickett's back. I don't know why this line is so low. But I'm going to look for the Bengals to stay on a hot streak. This is a Saturday game, by the way. This is Saturday, December 23rd. But I'm going to go Bengals, -1.5, on the road, taking on the Steelers.
Number 4.
Colts, +1.5 on the road, taking on Atlanta. Colts are also 8-6 and right in the mix for the AFC South. They just beat the shit out of somebody. I forget who it was. I was just watching it. Actually, I wasn't watching it. It was on my red zone this weekend, and it seemed like they were just scoring a billion points. Yeah, they beat Pittsburgh. Okay, of course. Yeah, they beat Pittsburgh 30-13. They lost to Cincinnati, beat Tennessee, beat Tampa, beat New England, beat Carolina. So what is that? 1, 2, 3, 4. They won 5 of their past 6, and they're playing a shitty-ass Atlanta team that just lost to Carolina, arguably the worst team in the league. So, yeah, I'm going to go Colts +1.5 on the road in Atlanta, taking on the Falcons.
Number 3.
This one's a bit tricky, but I'm going to go Texans at home +2.5. C.J. Stroud out last week. They still get a big win against Tennessee. Keep their playoff hopes alive. Keep their AFC South contention alive. I believe they get C.J. back this week, hopefully. Plus their rush defense. They're like a top 5 rush defense. Maybe they're 6th. I know they were 5 or 6. Obviously, Cleveland runs the ball well. Texans are way below the league average in what they allow per yard or yards per game. I think the league average is like 112. I think they allow like 90 yards. So they shut down your run. With C.J. Stroud coming back and Texans being in the mix, I know the Browns got a lot to play for too. I like Houston, though, at home getting the points, +2.5. Yeah, I like that pick. Give me the Texans +3.5.
Number 2.
I'm going to go Raiders. I mean, they're +10. I know they're on the road. They're taking on the Chiefs. You know, Chiefs got a big win last week, I guess, to get back on track. It just seems like the Chiefs suck. I mean, they won last week. They covered the 8, barely. Do they cover the 10 against the Raiders that just put up 63 points? I know it was against the Chargers. I know the Chargers fired their coach after that game because he obviously sucks ass. But they still put up 63 or 64 points. Like, that is impressive. And then coming into the next week, now they got to cover 10. It just, the line doesn't seem right. And usually when the line doesn't seem right, I go the other way, right? Like, it seems like here Vegas is begging you to take the Raiders because the Chiefs are the right side. But I've been playing that fucking game all year long, and I'm 33-38-4 because I've been playing the, oh, this is the why Vegas wants you to bet. You know, maybe Vegas is onto that shit. So they're, you know, they're double mind fucking us. I don't know. I'm not playing. I'm going to take the bait. I'm going to take the cheese. Raiders +10 on the road, taking on Kansas City. That's my pick.
Number 1.
And my favorite play of the weekend. Yes, it's biased. I'm going Cowboys +1.5. I just think the Cowboys can match up well against the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins, you know, they got so much speed on the field, but so do the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys are a very quick, fast team. It's hard to stop Tyreek Hill. He didn't play last week. Will he play this week? Probably. I don't know. Maybe not. And if he doesn't, good. But I think with this line being so low, you know, Dolphins are what, 10-4, 11-3? I don't know. Some shit like that. They're at the top of their division. They're fighting for a 1 seed in the AFC. They're at home. They'll be home like the whole month of December. They've been playing great. They did lose to the Titans a couple weeks ago. I like the Cowboys here. I think the Cowboys can match up well against the Dolphins. It helps that we lost last week to the Bills. There's a sense of urgency. I think it's a good spot for the boys to get a big win. Because I'm telling you, I feel like this team could go to the NFC Championship game. I'm not going to say they could go to the Super Bowl. Because I don't know. I don't know who beats San Francisco, if I'm just being fair and honest with myself. But, you know, I do think they could go to the NFC title game if they didn't have to play San Francisco along the way. And to get there, to do that, we need to get like the 1 or 2 seed here. Probably 2 seed. which means we need to beat the Dolphins, the Lions, and the Commanders. And that starts with Miami this weekend. I like the Cowboys plus 1.5. Those are my five picks. Again, Bengals minus 1.5, Colts plus 1.5, Texans plus 2.5, Raiders plus 10, Cowboys plus 1.5. I like the dogs this weekend minus the Bengals. I've been taking a lot of favorites this year, getting my fucking ass kicked. I'm going to go dogs this week just because, you know, not on purpose, but those are the games that I like. Again, though, 33, 38, and 4. I wouldn't listen to a goddamn thing I say. I can't wait for the season to be over, you know, at least as this podcast goes. I want to get the fuck out of here. Enjoy your Christmas. I'll be back for your week 17 picks next week. I'm not going to do a recap again because, again, I'm on vacation, so... You know, at least I'm doing the pick show. Give me some fucking credit for that. A lot of people chirp me because I'm not doing the recap show. At least give me credit I'm doing the pick show. Still doing the podcast. I haven't packed it in just because I'm on vacation and get my ass beat. All right, I'm out of here. You guys have a very Merry Christmas. Those are my five plays. Getting my ass beat this weekend. Whatever. I'll be back next week for week 17. Good luck.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to fucking podcast and get help. Seriously, The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.